All right, Astros, game and a half lead now in the division. Shout out to the Baltimore Orioles for doing the Mariners, or doing the rather the Astros a solid. And what was that, like a 5-hour game yesterday?
Five and a half thereabouts.
Disgusting. Yeah. Obviously not just a straight up 5.5-hour baseball game. Nice rain delay that happened in the midst of it. In fact, we were talking about that before we went off the air yesterday, because we were watching Mariners Orioles yesterday, and it was a nice 5-0 lead for the Orioles. They'd gone through 4.5, and the rains came down. It was pouring. Mm-hmm. And we were like, there's no way they just keep this game going. It's a getaway game and all that. Nope. I guess the Mariners decided, we want to see if we
might
win
need this.
And they didn't. It was still a 5-3 victory at the end for the Orioles. So, you know, the Astros stretch their lead just a little bit. And now you're saying that there's an absolute lock and an opportunity for them to continue to stretch their lead as they face off against the Orioles in this weekend's 3 games.
Yeah, it's a lock. Lock it up. Astros going to win today. You want to see the Astros win, go to Daikin Park today. Bring a fan, like a literal fan. Bring a fan because it's hot in there all the time. And it's a done deal. Lock it up. Put it in the win column. Fromber tonight against the 0-6 with a 6.7 ERA, Brandon Young. And here's the other reason, the biggest reason. If I were a gambling man, which occasionally I am, and today might be one of those occasions, chalk up an Astros win. All right? That's the first part. That's the good news.
Just based off of all of those things.
All those things. And, by the way, I looked at the box score to see the time of game. They only put the actual time of the game, 2 hours and 42 minutes. They didn't put the 2.5-hour, whatever it was, rain delay in there. So, but on top of everything else in the Astros' favor tonight, the Orioles played five and a half, six, whatever it was.
They didn't play, but I mean,
it took that long.
That amount of days.
And then they had to fly to Houston.
Exactly.
And then they had to fly. It's a dub tonight. That's the good news. Okay.
Okay. You're setting this up like you're going to have some bad news on this.
Well, it's a question, not necessarily a bad news thing. It's a question because after today, you've got Jason Alexander. He's been pitching well.
Yes, he has, last couple outings for certain.
And Christian Javier, who I was very high on in his first outing, what I saw.
And there's still room for improvement. Fair.
Yes. But after that, you start talking about the bullpen. You got 10 games in 10 days starting today. Fromber's going to win tonight, or the Astros will anyway. And then you've got a couple of guys that still maybe need to show a little bit of something, but you feel good about it. You've got to start thinking about this bullpen, man. It's been taxed. It's been hurt. It's been, shorthanded.
Yeah, some of it's just been ineffective, let's be honest.
And you got to get one of these guys back. J.P. France pitched yesterday. I think 3 earned runs, if I'm remembering it correctly. And then Luis Garcia pitched, or is pitching tonight. You've got to get one of these guys back because now is the time. You said game and a half lead on the Mariners, all right? This is the easy part of the schedule, the easiest part of the schedule outside of playing the Tigers. So you got the Orioles for 3, then you have the Tigers, then you have the Orioles again, then you have the Rockies and the Angels. You've got to get there's no margin for error. You don't want to mess around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't play with your food here.
Right, exactly.
There's a number of winnable series and honestly opportunities to possibly sweep all things considered. Fair enough. Doc Hooligans, why is OG jinxing the game? Yeah, it's possible. I don't think he has that kind of power. However, I think 713-572-4610, what should be done to John Lopez should we find out that he jinxed the game? I just want to put that out there.
That did come across my mind a little when you first said it. I'm like, oh, man.
It's a rap, figure.
Do we make him do a whole show in the Judge John Lopez wig? Is that like, just getting ahead of what is the penance if
what
he
are you
going
to do when they win? Listeners? You got to do something, too. It's not just a one-way street here. It's a lock. It's a done deal.
Nobody asked you to put no locks on here. That's your fault. You have to deal with
what's
the
Reggie
going to
do when the Astros win tonight?
Why do I got it? I didn't
brought
promise.
It up.
I ain't promised nothing.
You brought it up.
I didn't promise nothing. But J.P. France went 4 innings yesterday with 3 earned runs, 7 strikeouts, and the velocity is pretty solid. Like,
got to get him back.
I mean,
because of what it does to the bullpen, too.
But the question that I then have, because you're right, I'm in the same place. Hey, the idea of, you know, Luis Garcia, J.P. France coming back, it feels like they can absolutely add to your pen. Is that enough? Because looking at the bullpen, there's not a lot of guys that I feel great about leaning on in circumstances that you need it, right? When you really need something. And, of course, I understand, you're not every leverage situation is the same. However, you still want to have that level of belief that when you throw somebody out there, you get there. And losing Hader on the back end, I think you got two in a possible of guys that you go, oh, all right, I feel comfortable. Or even if you want to go to three guys, that's not enough to go through, as you mentioned, a 10 games in 10 day stretch because guys, you can't pitch everybody every day, right? And I don't know that it's a reasonable expectation to expect your guys to go seven innings so that you only have to use, what, two pitchers out of the pen. Like, I think that there's going to be quite a tax. And I don't know, is a J.P. France returning enough? Or is a Luis Garcia, even if they possibly joined in together, enough?
Well, then the other part of it, yes, to answer your question, I think it could be enough. And the reason is it gives you at least another inning or two before you have to get to the leverage situations. And here's why. I mentioned, you know, obviously Jason Alexander. You really want five out of him if you're being realistic. Well, if you can bring someone like J.P. France or Luis Garcia, or vice versa, if Luis Garcia, you want to start him, you know, because he's always been a starter, you can maybe – it gives you another couple of innings with that extra arm.
Are you setting up piggybacks here? Is that what we're
setting up? A lot of piggybacking, yes. I think piggybacking can work. Now, you're going to have to do some roster manipulation, but they've done that before.
They've had to do that a number of times this year already.
Yeah, yeah, because – so what it does is, like, let's say J.P. France, even Arrighetti. You know, obviously Christian Javier, if you can, the realistic thing is you get five. Well, if you have another couple of these guys, you know, in the pen, in the rotation, so to speak, you get another inning or two right there.
Well, if
that takes you to Sousa and Abreu.
If you start talking about piggybacking efforts, you might be able to even lessen up and go, if you give me four, I'm happy.
Right. Right, and then maybe get three out of those guys, and because they want to start stretching themselves anyway, or reverse it. If you think, hey, Luis Garcia's a starter, we're going to start him, then you can come in maybe with Jason Alexander or whomever. You know what I mean?
But that starts with getting those guys back.
Exactly. That's why I said it's imperative to get these guys back. It's not the bad news. It's the question. Can you get them back? And technically, to be fair, we have to mention Lance McCullers Jr. as a possibility too. Right, Figgy?
I guess so.
I guess.
But Gordon, Stephen A. Smith, fair is the only place that is a place that judge pigs.
the mother of all blisters is still keeping him who knows where.
From the 8-3-2, how about we get some hits and score some runs during this time and give our pitching staff a little support? Strong agree, but I will admit, it does feel like the offense has been a little bit better about that. Now, of course, you know, some of these instances where they're putting up some runs really felt like it started against Miami, and then they got New York. Both of those on the road, mind you, so you would imagine Daikin Park plays a little bit more favorably. And, I mean, you got seven runs, and then obviously you only had the one run in that stinker of a 14-1 game, but then you put up another four. I think that they have an opportunity. The offense does feel like they're turning things over enough, they're getting enough timely hitting to give a little bit of a cushion to these guys, but you're still going to need them to come out and deliver. So I do feel good about this three-game set. I think that you know this about me. I keep looking at the Orioles and not seeing a very good team, personally. But I guess I can't say
I agree with you.
When they got a series win against the Mariners.
They did, but you know, all those things that I talked about yesterday. And, you know, I always get a laugh when people, you throw out the question about, what should he do if they lose? And they go to the extreme.
Smelling salts.
Like, shave his head. Shave his head. But this is one that's to the extreme that actually made me laugh out loud. Stone him.
Well,
like go full old school. Stone him.
You were just talking about earlier getting stoned. I don't know what's the point.
Not that kind of stoned.
Oh.
Like they used to do to witches.
Did they stone witches? I thought they burned witches.
They burned witches. I thought they, who'd they stone?
I feel like
this seems like
people who'd had sexual immoralities got stoned. If memory serves, I don't know.
I'm
just.
This sounds like a question for ChatGPT.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. Stop. Stop it. Cut it out. Are we gonna make you do what Nick Wright did to that cup of coffee that one time?
Oh,
all right,
man.
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That might be a great answer for the question of the day that's coming up. What have you been peer pressured into doing? Sports is a bonus, but otherwise, we'll take that too. 713-572-4610. We'll talk about it next.